We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia.
Hello, 大家好，今天我又来给大家分享一下我从 course 得到的 Little Tree House 小人书的内容。今天我要讲的是第五本 Captain Woodenhead, The Woodenheaded Pirate, 作者是 Andy Griffiths 和 Terry Denton。Hi, I'm Andy. I live in a treehouse with my friend Terry, and we make books together. I write the words, and he draws the picture. Hi, 我叫 Andy. 我和我的朋友 Terry 一起住在一个书屋里。我们一起做书。我来写字，他来画画。Hi, I'm Terry. I live in a treehouse with my friend Andy, and we make books together. I draw the pictures, and he writes the words.Hi, 我叫 Terry. 我和我的朋友 Andy 一起住在一个树屋里。我们一起做书。我来画画，而他来写字。Hi, I'm Jill. I live in a house full of animals in the forest near my friends Andy and Terry. I like animals and solving problems and doing puzzles. Hi, 我叫 Jill. 我的家在森林里，我的家里有很多很多的动物。我的家离我的朋友 Andy 和 Terry 家很近。我很喜欢动物，我也喜欢解决问题和玩填字游戏。And I'm Silky. I am a catenary and I can fly. And I'm Drew's favorite pet. 我叫 Silky. 我是一只 catenary, 而且我会飞。我是 Drew 最喜欢的宠物。If you're like most of our readers, you are probably wondering,Why Captain Woodenhead, the wooden-headed pirate, is called Captain Woodenhead? Well, that's easy. It's because he has a wooden head. But if you're wondering why he has a wooden head, that's going to take a little longer to explain. Let's start at the beginning.
如果你像我们大部分的读者一样，你可能会想知道为什么木头脑袋海盗 Woodenhead 船长会叫做 Woodenhead 船长。其实这很简单，这是因为他有一颗木头的脑袋。但是如果你想知道为什么他有一颗木头的脑袋，那这个故事就很长了。让我们从头开始说起。
Once upon a time, there was a bad little boy who dreamed of nothing else but going to sea and becoming a pirate.
曾经有一个坏小孩，他梦想做的事情不是别的。正是去海上成为一名海盗。
And when he grew up, that is exactly what he did. He became a pirate captain and sailed the seas in his very own pirate ship with his very own pirate crew.
当他长大了之后，他也是这么做的。他成为了一位海盗船长，用自己的海盗船和他自己的海盗船员们航行在海上。
He spent his days.Plundering ships.
他把时间都花在掠夺船只。
Burying treasure, 埋藏宝藏。Making people walk the plank.
逼着人们走上木板，然后掉下海里。
And was as happy as any pirate captain could possibly be.
而且一个海盗船长能有多开心，他就有多开心。
That is until the day his ship was attacked by the huge, disgusting fish that looked and smelled like a moldy old piece of cheese, the terrifying Gorgonzola.
直到有一天，他的船被一条又大又恶心的鱼给袭击了。这条鱼不仅看上去，而且闻起来都像是一块发了霉的乳酪。它就是令人害怕的 Gorgonzola。
The pirate captain drew his cutlass and tried to spear Gorgonzola from the deck of his ship. But as he leaned over the side, the fiendish Gorgonzola leaped right out of the water and bit the pirate's head clean off his neck.
海盗船长抽出了他的弯刀，试图从他的船的甲板上刺中 Gorgonzola。但是当他倾斜到一边的时候，恶魔般的 Gorgonzola 从水里跳出来。刚好把海盗船长的头从他的脖子上咬了下来。
That pirate was a tough old sea dog, however, and he wasn't about to let the loss of a head slow him down. He
he carved a replacement head out of wood, but it was too silly.
船长是一个经验丰富老道的水手，他才不会让失去了一颗头的事情拖了他的后腿。他用木头雕了一颗替代的头颅，但是他看起来太蠢了。
So he tried again, but the next head was too cute.
所以他又试了一遍，但是第二颗头太可爱了。
So he tried again, and the third one was just right.
所以他又试了一遍，第三颗头刚刚好。
You may be wondering how I know so much about Captain Woodenhead. Well, that's because Terry, Jill, and I, and all Jill's animals were kidnapped by him and forced to be his pirate slave.
你可能会想知道，我怎么会知道这么多关于 Woodenhead 船长的事情。那是因为 Terry, Jill 和我以及 Jill 的所有动物们都曾经被他绑架过，被迫成为他的海盗奴隶。
We had to peel enormous piles of potatoes.
我们不得不给成山堆的土豆剥皮。
Risked our lives repairing the rigging.
冒着生命危险去维修锁具。
Dig hundreds of really deep holes for all his chests of stolen treasure.
挖成百上千的非常深的洞，好让他可以埋葬他的宝藏。
And worst of all, clean and polish the poop deck.
最糟糕的事就是要清洁和抛光船尾甲板，上面都是动物的粪便。
One day, when we were cleaning poop off the poop deck, Terry said, I hate Captain Woodenhead.He's nothing but a wooden-headed, wooden-eared, poopy-pants pirate.
有一天，当我们正在打扫船尾甲板上的粪便时 ，Terry 说：“我讨厌 Woodenhead 船长，他什么都不是，他只是一个有着木头的脑袋、木头的耳朵，以及充满了大便的裤子的海盗。”
Hey, I hear that, said Captain Woodenhead. It's the plague for you, Lord. Get walking.
Hey, 我可听到了 ,Woodenhead 船长说。是时候让你们去上木板了。给我上去。
He pulled out his cutlass and began using it to prod us towards the plank.
他抽出了他的弯刀，开始用他的弯刀来捅我们，好让我们朝木板上走。
Hey, cut it out, I said, batting his cutlass away with my mop.
Hey, 快住手，我说。用我的拖把抵抗他的弯刀。
Ah, so it's a fight you want, is it? Said Captain Woodenhead. Then it's a fight you will get.
Engar. Ha, 所以你想打架是不是? Woodenhead 船长说。那就来打吧,看刀。
He swept, I duck.
他挥舞着。而我躲闪。
I swept, he duck.
我挥舞着,他躲闪。
He swept, I duck.
他挥舞着，我躲闪。
I swept, boink.
我挥舞着，砰，打中了。
He tried to duck, but I was too fast.
他试着躲闪，但是我太快了。
I hit his wooden head, and it went flying off his neck.
我打中了他的木头脑袋，然后那颗头就从他的脖子上飞了出去。
Over the side of the ship,
飞过了船的一边。
And splash down into the water below.
然后就坠入了下面的水里。
The head popped around the surface for a moment before one of the sharks that was always hanging around the ship leaped out of the water and swallowed it in one greedy gulp.
那颗头在水面上晃了几下。然后其中一只总是在船边晃悠的鲨鱼从水里跳出来，一口吞下了那颗脑袋。
Captain Woodenhead's headless body was staggering around the deck, widely sweeping the heads off any crew members unfortunate enough to get in his way.
Woodenhead 船长没有头的身体在甲板上踉踉跄跄，疯狂地挥舞着他的弯刀，把那些不幸挡在他面前的水手的脑袋都给砍了下来。
Terry, Jill, and I, and all Jill's animals,jumped into the water and headed for shore as fast as we could.
Terry, Jill 和我以及 Jill 的所有动物们都以最快的速度跳入水中
然后游向岸边。Captain Woodenhead, or should I say, Captain Nohead, grabbed a lampshade, put it on top of his neck, and gave chase. Woodenhead 船长，或者我应该说没有头船长，拿过了一个灯罩，放在他的脖子上，然后下命令追赶。Then a huge storm blew up. 然后一个巨浪打来。The waves was terrifying. 海浪太吓人了。Fortunately, we make it safely to the rocky shoreline. 幸运的是，我们都安全地抵达了满是岩石的海岸线。But Captain Woodenhead and his ship and his crew were not so lucky and were smashed to pieces on the rocks. 但是 Woodenhead 船长和他的船以及船员们就没有那么幸运了。他们都在岩石上撞了个粉碎。The next morning, we collected pieces of wood from the wrecked pirate ship and built the very first level of our treehouse. 第二天早上，我们从海盗船的残骸里收集了一些木头，然后就打造了我们树屋的第一层。But unknown to us, Captain Woodenhead wasn't dead. His lampshade had kept him afloat for many days, until he met Gorgonzola again.This time, however, instead of just biting off his head, Gorgonzola swallowed him whole. 但是我们不知道的是 ,Woodenhead 船长并没有死。他的灯罩脑袋让他可以在水面上漂浮了好多天，直到他再次遇见了 Gorgonzola。然而这一次不像上次那样只是把他的头咬下来， Gorgonzola 把他整个人都吞了下去。Captain Woodenhead now found himself trapped inside Gorgonzola's stomach. Woodenhead 船长现在发现自己被困在了 Gorgonzola 的胃里。It was a disgusting place, full of everything the enormous fish have ever eaten, including berries of dynamite and a heavily armored bicycle power mini submarine. 这个地方太恶心了，充满了各式各样这条大鱼吃过的东西。包括成桶的炸药和一个装备齐全、单车动力的迷你潜水艇。But the most important thing that was in there was Captain Woodenhead's original flesh and blood pet. 但是这里头最重要的就是 Woodenhead 船长那颗原始的血肉头颅。It was a little waterlogged and muddy, but nevertheless, it was his head.And he was overjoyed to be reunited with it. 虽然这颗头颅有点进水以及发霉了，但是不管怎么样，这是他的头颅。他非常高兴能和他的头颅再次团圆。Captain Woodenhead wasted no time collecting up all the barrels of dynamite in Gorgonzola's stomach. Woodenhead 船长没有浪费时间，马上就收集起了 Gorgonzola 胃里所有的炸药桶。 He tied them all together. 他把他们都绑在了一起。 Lit the fuse, 点燃了保险丝。 And blast Gorgonzola into a million billion pieces. 然后把 Gorgonzola 炸了个粉碎。 The explosion was so huge that it sent Gorgonzola's head hurtling out into space. 这个爆炸实在是太大了，他把 Gorgonzola 的头直接送入了外太空。And into orbit around the Earth, 然后进入了环绕地球的轨道。You might think that Captain Woodenhead would have been blasted to pieces too, but he wasn't. 你可能会以为 Woodenhead 船长也会炸成了粉碎，但是他并没有。Safe inside the heavily armored bicycle power mini submarine, he survived the explosion and made his escape.安全地躲在装备齐全、单车动力的迷你潜水艇里，他从爆炸中存活了下来，然后开始逃跑。It wasn't long before he found a ship to steal. 很快的，他就找到了一条能偷的船。Assemble a new crew of ruthless cutthroats eager to do his bidding. 召集了一群新的团员们，都是一些亡命之徒，为他效力。And was soon terrorizing the high seas once more. 而且很快的就在公海上再一次声名狼藉。And not just the high seas, either. One day, he came to our treehouse and was terrorizing us. But then we heard a loud whooshing sound. 而且不仅仅是在公海上。有一天，他来到了我们的树屋，正想要威慑我们。但是就在这时，我们到了很响的嗖嗖声。We look up to see the terrifying head of Gorgonzola falling back to us. 我们抬头看，看到了 Gorgonzola 那颗吓人的头掉回到了地球上。It landed right on top of Captain Woodenhead. 他刚好就落在了 Woodenhead 船长的头上。He staggered to the left. 他踉踉跄跄地往左走。He staggered to the right. 他踉踉跄跄地往右走。He staggered to the left again, and then fell off the deck into the shark tank, where he was eaten by the hungry sharks. 他再一次踉跄地往左走，然后从甲板上掉下来，掉入了鲨鱼水缸里。他就在那里被饥饿的鲨鱼们给吃掉了。I was never heard of ever again. Well, except for in this story. 在那之后，他就杳无音信了。当然，除了在这个故事里之外。The end. 完。然后在这本书的后面也有一些笑话。Question. Why do pirates carry swords? Because swords can't walk. Question. What did pirate say when her wooden leg got stuck in the freezer? Shiver me timbers. Question. What is a pirate's favorite fish? A goldfish. Question.What did the pirate say when he turned 80? I'm 80. Question. Why do pirates have so much trouble learning the alphabet? Because they spend so many years at sea. Question. What is a pirate's least favorable vegetable? Leeks.
那今天的故事就到这里。如果你有任何关于澳大利亚或者学英语方面的问题，欢迎你们来到我的脸书、推特和微信公众号“兔澳留学记”提问题。我们下期再会。